Hello, everybody. I am Chris Kazaveca, and this is your Kaz's Corner Sports Update for June 17th, 2011. So after a ray of hope shunned upon us, the NFL collective bargain agreement looks grimmer with each passing day. We have now found out that the reason why the NFL sent out the letters saying to prepare to stay overnight is to fend off the resistance the owners are now giving. A handful of owners believe that the parameters of the new deal being discussed does not address the original issues. One NFL official states that an agreement has to be completed by July 14th in order for a full preseason. So, NFL fans, mark that on your calendar because that is the official NFL D-Day. If there is no deal by July 14th, there will not be a full preseason. The meetings in Chicago are expected to continue through Tuesday night. The Yanks headed to Wrigley today for the second AL-NL matchup of the season. After giving up 3 runs in 3 innings, Freddy Garcia looked better on the mound. Unfortunately, the Yankee bats did not show up on the plane ride with them as they fell to the Cubs 3-1. Some breaking news, though, this morning. The Yankees are keeping an eye on starting pitchers Carlos Zambrano and Ryan Dempster. It is reported that they will most likely not be traded, but instead will be more of a salary dumping deal. There will be more on that Sunday as more information comes out. The Jets now in the news once again. The Jets are interested in Plaxico Burress, but are reportedly taking the wait-and-see approach. With question marks involving the collective bargaining agreement, it is hard to say what the rules are going to be for free agency. But Rex Ryan said, "I'm excited about seeing what happens when the rules come out, and rolling up our sleeves and having at it." Burress has admitted earlier this week that the Jets are an appealing option. Bobby Blevin, the Briarcliff native, pitched his first home game for the Rockland Boulders last night against the Brockton Rocks, and oh, what a beauty it was. Blevin went 8 innings, giving up just 1 run on 3 hits and 4 strikeouts. The 26-year-old right-hander carried a no-hitter into the fourth. Blevin improved to 2-0 on the season. The former Bear was drafted by the Dodgers in the 13th round of the 2007 draft. After being sent down to single A with the Dodgers, Blevin decided that he would have a better chance at the majors playing with the Canadian American League. This was the first time Blevin pitched this close to home since his days at Briarcliff High School 8 years ago. The Mets were looking to bounce back after their loss last night to the Braves, but fell to the Angels tonight 4-3. Angel Pagan had another decent night, going 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, but the Angels' pitching was too good to handle. This has been your Kaz's Corner Sports Update. Just a reminder, there will be a full edition of Kaz's Corner posted this Sunday. Thanks for listening.